I had just begun first grade when Dad had his accident. Now, in today's world, he would have been eligible for workman's compensation and eventually disability. But then, there was nothing. I suppose we were luckier than most families because Mom was a nurse. So at least she could go to work. But the problem was there were four growing children, a mortgage, and all those medical bills. They tried to shelter us from as much of it as possible. But when you have the same thing for breakfast, lunch, and dinner several days in a row, pancakes and scrambled eggs, you begin to realize that something is wrong. That summer, my brother Keith and I, we decided to do something about it. We were going to find a buried treasure. And then all of Mom and Dad's worries would be over. The problem was we lived in the middle of a city, and there really aren't too many places to dig for a buried treasure when you live in the middle of a city. As a matter of fact, the only place that was available was the vacant lot that was right across the street from our house. That also happened to be where the big boys played baseball. Let me tell you, you should never argue with a boy with a bat unless you can run fast. I mean, very, very fast. It was really frustrating. No one would let us dig. And then one evening we accidentally overheard a conversation that Mom and Dad were having. They were about out of money, and the doctor told him that it would be weeks, probably months, before he would be released to go back to work. And they were trying to figure out just how they were going to walk through this latest setback. And Mom finally sighed, and she said, "Well, I guess it's time we find that oil well in the backyard." Now, why hadn't she told us there was oil in the backyard? It was all so simple. We were so excited. What we were going to do is we were going to get up before breakfast and start digging, and we figured by noon we'd be millionaires. Obviously, we didn't make our goal. Let's just say things got a little crazy when Dad came out and saw all the holes that we had dug. And looking back, he had every reason to be upset. Because despite our good intentions, the only thing we had accomplished was making a mess. And I mean a really big mess. Yet isn't that the way it is when we start looking for treasures in all the wrong places? For several years now, we have been dealing with the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. And while the numbers of Americans who are now saving at a regular rate has increased, the majority of Americans are reporting that they feel less financially secure today than they did 5 years ago. And while we can continue to place the blame on government and investment institutions and stockbrokers and futurists and a host of other people that we didn't even know existed before the housing market collapsed, the simple truth is, far too many people spent money they didn't have on things they couldn't afford, in hopes of finding the happiness they didn't have. And do you know what's really frightening about all of this? Despite everything we've been through, we're still looking for treasures in all the wrong places. The housing market still hasn't come back. Unemployment is still hovering around 10%. Jobs are becoming scarce as we're outsourcing. But do you know the one institution that has not suffered, that has actually grown throughout this whole entire time? Anybody? Take a guess. Pardon? We wish. Pardon? It's part of it. Gambling. Everything connected with the gambling industry, casinos, lotteries, racetracks, and bingo parlors are growing at a phenomenal rate. And the number of people who are becoming addicted to the sport is staggering, and there's no adequate way at this point to calculate the effect it's going to have on families and society as a whole. We are still certain that somewhere there is an amount of money that will make us happy. And the point is that far too many of us are still looking for those treasures, for that happiness and contentment and a sense of fulfillment in all the wrong places. That's what was happening in today's gospel. Do you remember? A rich young man comes and stands before Jesus and says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, there's no indication that this rich man was bad, that his money was ill-gotten. No, he was the type of son everybody dreams of having. Because Jesus says, "Well, you know what you have to do, obey the commandments." And he says, "But I've done that." Do you know what that means? The man was a tither. He came to the synagogue or the temple regularly. He gave the first 10% of everything he owned, including his crops, to the temple. And he was a giver. That meant that over and above what he gave in his tithe, he put more money in the temple treasury so that the poor, the widows, the orphans, and the disabled could live. I mean, this was a son to have, right? One could almost imagine how obedient he was to his parents, because when Jesus says, "Honor your father and your mother," he says, "I do that." So tell me, what is lacking? Do you hear the pain in what he's saying? Tell me why it hurts. Tell me why I feel so empty. Tell me how I can have happiness. And Jesus finally said, "There's only one more thing for you to do." Sell everything you possess. Give it to the poor. Come and follow me. And it was at that point the young man turned around and walked away, because we are told he had many possessions. He was a good person. But he was simply looking for treasures in all the wrong places. He had the money, but he didn't have the happiness, the contentment, or the reassurance that comes from knowing God and serving others. And you know, that day when he turned around and walked away from Jesus, I'm convinced he knew what he was doing was wrong. But as the Apostle Paul reminded his young friend Timothy, in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But friends, Jesus is offering us the real deal. He's offering us a treasure that cannot be taken from us. Christians, common sense tells us that everything we own, everything we possess, everything we work so hard to obtain is temporary. It is only through our faith, through our willingness to be committed as disciples of Jesus Christ, that we discover what true happiness really is. So where are your treasures? What is it that you're holding on to? That one thing you can't let go of. Do you see it for what it really is? Do you recognize and rejoice in the fact that everything we have are temporary gifts from God? And are you willing to let those gifts go so that you can give your whole heart to God? The choice is yours. Thanks be to God. Amen.